gonna be hard for me to do that again.
Well, so you were saying, we're just gonna go with straight audio. You were saying Carter had a shot, saved the state tournament for the best, for his best golf of the season.
Yes, yeah, he shot an 88. I believe his previous best was a 91. And you got to understand that that golf course at state is set up for it to be difficult. So it's longer probably than anything we had seen all year. And they're going to put the pin placements in places that are going to be tough for putting. So it was an outstanding achievement by him.
So what is the name of the course again, sir?
It is Columbia Country Club in Columbia, Missouri.
Ah, so the Columbia Country Club's easiest hole was probably harder than 50% of what they'd seen the rest of the season.
I would say the way they had it set up, there was no. I don't recall walking up and going, that's in a pretty easy spot for like the pins and things like that. And they had the course set up as long as they could get it on like probably 75% of the holes. There was a couple of holes where they didn't put it as far back as they could, but yeah, it was a good challenge yardage wise and the putting. The greens were tough. So
pardon my lack of historical knowledge, but when was the last, how often is it that Centralia Panther boys golf comes away from the state golf tournament with two medalists?
That is a great question, because we don't, or I don't know. I haven't had a chance to research it. I know two guys in the top 10 is something special. I don't know that it's been done before. You know, it's a seventh place and a tie for ninth, which is what we had, is special. I don't recall in my 3 years of coaching of being there and noticing that a team had done that outside of somebody like a Father Tolton, who seems to do it every year. So it's an amazing achievement whether it's been done before or not.
Yes, sir.